Nathan.
Hi, Bay.
Hello.
We're going on an adventure.
Oh, we are? What? Okay.
We just had a pretty good night. What? Coils?
Coils. I don't know how to say that. Jim.
Coils? Coils? I'm going to just call it coils from now on.
Coils.
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 What is this coils you're talking about?
It's a bar in Bangor that we went to, like, the open mic. We sat there for like 3 hours and didn't even realize. It was pretty good. It was pretty crazy at times. But now, apparently, there's a bunch of strange men at my sister's house. So I have to go pick up my brother, who's pretty drunk, I'm pretty sure. And go see what's up at her house.
And I'm not related to any of them.
So I don't know
what's going on.
I don't know why you're here.
If any weird people get in your car, I'm getting out, I'm running. I'm
pretty sure there's nobody weird getting in my car.
I'll run. Lock your doors.
Also, me and Paul are horrible people.
We are horrible people. It's all my fault, though.
It is all your fault. I started laughing
at people.
I'm guilty by association.
Yeah.
We were watching the news in, like, every different country. We were watching a bit of Fox News, which is awful but awesome at the same time. And then we started watching Russia Today, where they were talking about a bunch of people being murdered.
There was a pile of bodies on a window. I didn't even realize to start on someone's ass. I started at a bare ass. I was like, oh no, that's a pile of dead bodies.
And you laughed.
I said, oh no, and you laughed.
They're all skeletons now.
They're not skeletons, I said a bare ass.
I don't know why one of them didn't have a top on and had his trousers like half down his ass.
It's Russia, it's, I don't know, really? Weird traditions.
What? Something Russian.
Someone dies, you can go topless and rub yourself all over them.
Okay.
Singing bosoms. It's 2:56 in the AM. We should go to my grandma's house.
Why would we do that?
It's like right around here. Can we go to my grandma's house and like knock on the door?
You're going to Matthew's?
My grandma's house probably is fine, isn't it? Yeah, you know that my mum was sort of thrown out for smoking and drinking?
I didn't know that, but
sure. Well, she kind of was. My grandparents started drinking quite a lot.
My mum started drinking recently.
Well, here's the thing. It's while saying this for God and Christianity and all that.
Wait, what?
It's like she always drinks a lot.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, she's drinking for God?
Something like that. She drinks a lot.
Okay.
I think you're
perfect. Is she taking communion to a whole new level?
Yes.
I'm drinking a bottle of wine.
And everywhere I go.
No, my mum just started a ketone diet and wine for lunch.
No, my grandparents drink a lot of wine. And my mum just started drinking a lot of vodka and coke.
Oh.
Enough that whenever, sometimes she walks into my room to ask me something and she smells like alcohol.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
My family just went alcohol.
I don't know. My dad bought like a case of beer and has taken about 2 months to drink about half of it.
Oh, nice. What beer does your dad drink?
He's drinking the cheap Tesco, like, beer noir or whatever it is.
Okay. My dad doesn't buy beer, but he'll pick it up on the street if he sees it.
What?
I was out in the garage, I swear. I opened up, like, a drawer, and there was just, like, 3 cans of Budweiser sitting in it. I was so confused. I thought that, like, my brother got drunk one night and left them there. I was like, should I remove these? But apparently, no, he just found them, and he just keeps them there in case he wants to make a shandy someday.
Okay.
Yeah, my family's weird at times.
Okay, so where are we?
We're right here. I was gonna beat the horn, but I can't. Another street.
I have like a 4-pack thing of like bottle of beer and a bottle of Smirnoff Ice.
Ah!
Because that was easy to take home while walking.
Yeah. Ah, there he is. That freaked me out.
Yeah.
Hello there, young lady.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
You're not going to pick somebody up.
Really?
How's it going?
I'm alright.
Oh, what's going on?
Sarah Norris.
What?
Laura's house. Sarah's over at Laura's house, and Sarah's a bit of a drama queen. I don't know if she's overreacting, but apparently Laura picked up all these guys in Piccolo's and just brought them all back to her.
Are they Scottish?
I don't know. Are they?
We seen a couple of pretty crazy looking guys who were Scottish at Piccolo's.
The Scottish? Crazy looking guys? Like,
there was one guy that was sitting staring at his pizza.